jacket is familiar, and the gait, and the chin forward, one hand in his pocket, the other wrapped around her hand. I'm startled by the sight of him and her on a post-breakfast walk, perhaps on their way to the library or the music store. I do not call out my salutations. I keep walking. I'm walking to discover the conditions of the skating pond at the park for a date later, which does not involve him, which involves our children and my new boyfriend, but not him or her. A moment ago, I was happy, innocent, feeling pretty good in my time alone, in my new life, a life that I decided to have, that I chose 16 months ago, a life that I chose. Those were the words that I used then. I want to live. I want to live. I choose living this new life. And he understood me right away, and we cried, both relieved for my courageous decision after 5 long years of struggle. We were so relieved to let go. We cried and walked together that day, the day that I said the words. And now we are in our separate worlds. We are transplanted and making new lives for ourselves, and it is good. And it's our decision. And we're sticking to our story. And we still meet regularly at gatherings with mutual friends or at our Sunday changeover moments with our kids. And we're nice and friendly and cordial. But we make sure not to look into each other's eyes for too long, because that would compromise the transplanting process. We don't need or want that. And it's all fine and mutual and good. And nothing in this civilized process of separating prepared me for the stab and the cutting feeling that I experienced spotting him and her out in the world, in my world, on my street, in my neighborhood, going for a walk, oblivious that I spotted them. Tears burst from my eyes as I walk. We are no longer. There's no more him and me. He is transplanted, and so am I, and it's good, and we're sticking to our story. There was no other way. We tried them all, 5 years of relationship experiments. They all failed, and now there they are, and they are a couple, and they are walking, and they don't see me, and we are no longer, and there they are, just going down the street. And living their life while I watch them, unseen, while I try to have mine. And I might detect a little pain or fatigue in his back, and then I try not to think about it too long, about what he's experiencing there, walking with her, because that too would compromise the transplanting process. So I take a deep breath and reconnect with my own new life, my own decision. And I walk and start to feel good again, and hopeful, and grateful, and relieved, grateful and relieved. And I have the thought that it's a privilege to spot them like this, an exquisite, painful, and liberating privilege.